Called Eddie, and you're listening to 90.7 FM, WGXC, Accra.
Yeah, Thursday is such a crazy, lazy day.
That's right. Another lazy Thursday afternoon here at WGXC.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, Ellen. Ellen, by the way, is Ellen Thurston.
And Tom is the famous Thomas DiPietro.
Oh, please, please. Not well, famous. No, 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 no.
He's semi-famous.
Yes, I'll accept that.
And I'm Jake Ebel. Tune in to the Thursday afternoon show from 4 to 6 p.m. on WGXC.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the First Presbyterian Church of Hudson, a faith community open to all. Whether you are single, married, divorced, gay, wealthy, poor, or no habla inglés, if you are just browsing, just woke up, or just got out of jail, it doesn't matter if you work on Wall Street or if you sleep on Wall Street, you belong. We love soccer moms, crying babies, vegans, hipsters, seekers and doubters, tourists and locals. All are welcome. Services held Sunday mornings at 10:45 a.m. You can find us on the web at firstpreshudson.org.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Sarah Tafton is reporting for Columbia Green Media that, with occasional tempers flaring, the Greene County Legislature voted 9-5 November 7th to create a nonprofit local development corporation to secure state funding. The vote was needed for the county to use $850,000 in Community Development Block Grant funds by March 31, 2019. The program gives loans to local businesses. Voting for the measure were legislators William Lawrence and Henry Lennon, a Republican and Democrat from Cairo, New Baltimore Republican Patrick Linger, Catskill Democrat Adrian O'Connor Jr., Republican Charles Martinez from Coxsackie, Democrat Lori Torgensen from Windham, and Greenville Republican Kevin Lewis. Voting against were Catskill Republican Michael Bulich, Coxsackie Republicans Thomas Hobart and Kevin Lennon, and Athens Democrat Lee Palmatier. Hunter Democrat Larry Gardner was absent, which counts as a no vote. Previously, similar block grant programs have gone to Crossroads Brewery in Athens, the New York Zipline Adventure, and to help rebuild the Blackthorn Resort in Durham after part of it was destroyed by fire. Palmatier said, and I quote, "We're creating a powerful real estate development corporation, and we've made no case that we need one. If we made one, we should create one with specific purposes. It should only operate the loan fund, not buy properties," end quote. But Warren Hart, the county's Tourism and Economic Development Planning Director, said the nonprofit corporation would not be that large. He said, and I quote, "If we develop one or two properties a year on top of handling the loans, that's a good year. I don't see us as property managers," end quote. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. William J. Kimball is reporting in the Daily Freeman that several hundred protesters turned out to Representative John Faso's Kingston office November 8th to voice their concern that the president is obstructing justice by sacking Attorney General Jeff Sessions. Thousands of protests had been planned months ago around the country for the day after Donald Trump fired Sessions, and they were held at 5 p.m. in Albany, Kinderhook, Kingston, and other cities. Gardner resident Laura Wong Pan said, and I quote, "It's outrageous that Sessions was let go, and it's another example of obstruction of justice. It was timed as a retaliation for what happened in the election, and it just outraged me," end quote. Protesters have been gathering at Faso's Kingston office every Friday for 2 years, but this protest was the largest yet after Sessions was replaced by Matthew Whitaker, who has publicly criticized the Trump-Russia investigation. Faso told the newspaper he did not believe Whitaker needs to recuse himself on the matter. Faso said about Whitaker's previous statements on the issue, and I quote, "I don't think that would have a bearing on the matter one way or the other," end quote. Antonio Delgado, who beat Faso in the November 6 election to take over representing New York's 19th congressional district, did not agree to be interviewed, but tweeted earlier in the day, and I quote, The Attorney General and Department of Justice should always serve to protect our democracy and rule of law, not the interests of the president. Congress needs to pass bipartisan legislation to protect special counsel investigation led by Mueller from any outside or partisan interference, end quote. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. David Lombardo reports in Capitol Confidential. The state attorney general-elect Latanya James announced November 8th that she's keeping acting Attorney General Barbara Underwood on as her solicitor general. Underwood held that post from 2007 until May, when she took over for Eric Schneiderman when he resigned as Attorney General. James said in a statement, and I quote, "Since May of this year, Barbara Underwood has carried the mantle serving New Yorkers as the state's top law enforcement officer. She's an exceptionally qualified attorney who has the experience and skills we need to continue taking on the greatest challenges facing our state. I am honored and proud to make this appointment and to have her serve alongside me," end quote. Read the full story in Capitol Confidential. Daniel Zuckerman reports for Columbia Green Media that Durham Town Councilman Nick Nahas, 77, died November 3rd from complications from lymphoma. He is survived by his wife, Mary Lou Nahas. The couple have long been fixtures in Oak Hill, and a memorial service will be held at the Durham Oak Hill United Methodist Church at 10 a.m. November 24th, with a burial afterwards in the Oak Hill Cemetery. Nahas is asking for donations to the Oak Hill Preservation Association, which Nick Nahas founded, or the Durham Oak Hill United Methodist Church, or Kittens Angels, a pet rescue organization. The town board will appoint someone to fill the remainder of Nick Nahas's 4-year term, where he served since 2012. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend. From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Weather Report. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting rain today, mainly after 2 p.m., with a temperature high of 44 degrees, a light east wind becoming southeast from 5 to 9 miles an hour in the morning. The chance of precipitation today is 90%. For tonight, rain mainly before 1 a.m. with a temperature low of 36. Your forecast for the weekend, well, on Saturday, a slight chance of rain and snow showers before 8 a.m., then a slight chance of rain showers between 8 a.m. and 1 p.m. It will be mostly sunny on Saturday, with a temperature high near 41 degrees. Saturday night, partly cloudy, with a low around 28. And on Sunday, Veterans Day, scattered showers mainly before 11 a.m., partly sunny with a high near 40 degrees. Sunday night, partly cloudy with a low around 26. Sunrise this morning was at 6:38 a.m., and the sun will set at 4:38 p.m. That will give us 9 hours and 59 minutes of daylight, which is 2 minutes and 21 seconds less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Weather Report. For local news, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org.
Got to die. Oh, you just well to get ready. Yes, and me. You don't know the minute of the hour. Just well to get ready. You got to die. Yes, I'm praying to be ready. I got to die. I'm praying to be ready. Well,
you've got to die. The words of Mississippi John Hurt, who himself died at the age of 74. I read recently that some scientists believe that it won't always be so, though. That gene editing and unfathomable super drugs will keep our hearts ticking indefinitely. Well, that sounds nice, don't it? But I posit that the formula for immortality has been known for some time. All you gotta do is learn to play guitar and sing a song for the ages. Welcome to City Folk, here on WGXC. This is the very mortal Frederick R. Arnold, and today we will be playing some songs from those who have left this world immortal.
I'm strange. It's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk. That makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch. And it's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds and the ink stains that are dried upon some line. That keeps you in the back roads by the rivers of my memory. It keeps you ever gentle on my mind. It's not clinging to the rocks and ivy planted on their columns now that bind me. Or something that somebody said because they thought we fit together walking. It's just knowing that the world will not be cursing or forgiving when I walk along some railroad track and find that you're moving on the back roads by the rivers of my memory, and for hours you're just gentle on my mind. Though the wheat fields and the clotheslines and the junkyards and the highways come between us, and some other woman's crying to her mother 'cause she turned and I was gone, I still might run in silence, tears of joy might stain my face, and a summer sun might burn me till I'm blind. But not to where I cannot see you walking on the back roads by the rivers flowing gentle on my mind. I dip my cup of soup back from a gurgling, crackling cauldron in some train yard. My beard a roughening coal pile and a dirty hat pulled low across my face. Through cupped hands round the tin can, I pretend to hold you to my breast and find that you're awaiting from the back roads by the rivers of my memories, ever smiling, ever gentle on my mind.
Things I learned in a hobo jungle were things they never taught me in a classroom. Like where to find a handout while bumming through Chicago in the afternoon. Hey, I'm not bragging or complaining, I'm just talking to myself man to man. This old mental fat I'm chewing didn't take a lot of doing, but I take a lot of pride in what I am. I guess I grew up a loner. I don't remember ever having any folks around. But I keep thumbing through the phone books and looking for my daddy's name in every town. And I meet lots of friendly people, but I always wind up leaving on the lam. Hey, where I've been or where I'm going didn't take a lot of knowing, but I take a lot of pride in what I am. I never travel in a hurry, 'cause I got nobody waiting for me anywhere. Home is anywhere I'm living, if it's sleeping on some vacant bench in City Square. Or if I'm working on some road gang, or just living off the side of our great land. I've never been nobody's idol, but at least I got a title, and I take a lot of pride in what I am. I never been nobody's idol, but at least I got a title, and I take a lot of pride in what I am. I take a lot of pride in what I am. I take a lot of pride in what I am.
Well, you're my friend, and can you see many times we've been out drinking, many times we shared our thoughts. But did you ever, ever notice the kind of thoughts I got? Well, you know I have a love for everyone I know. And you know I have a drive to live, I won't let go. But can you see its opposition comes rising up sometimes? That it's dreadful and position comes blacking in my mind, and that I see a darkness, and that I see a darkness, and that I see a darkness, and that I see a darkness. Did you know how much I love you? Here's a hope that somehow you can save me from this darkness. Well, I hope that someday, buddy, we have peace in our lives, together or apart, alone or with our wives, and we can stop our whoring and pull the smiles inside and light it up forever and never go to sleep. My best unbeaten brother, this isn't all I see. Oh no, I see a darkness. Oh no, I see a darkness. No, I see a darkness. Oh no, I see a darkness. Did you know how much I love you? Here's the hope that somehow you can save me from this darkness.
Patsy Cline died in a plane crash in 1963. Roger Miller and his friends went searching the Tennessee woods for the plane when they found out it was missing. They found the wreckage. Yet still, she sings for us today. You also heard Glenn Campbell, Merle Haggard, and Johnny Cash. Ever hear any of those guys? Cash was covering a song by my friend Bonnie Billy, I See a Darkness. Up next, Marty Robbins.
When I hear the rain a-coming down, it makes me sad and blue. Was on a rainy night like this that blows
we were through. I told her how I loved her and I begged her not to go. But another man had changed her mind, so I said goodbye to Flo. Alone within my cell tonight, my heart is filled with fear. The only sound within the room is the falling of each tear. I think about the thing I've done. I know it wasn't right. They'll bury Flo tomorrow, but they're hanging me tonight. They're hanging me tonight. That night he came and took my Flo and headed into town. I knew I had to find this man and try to gun him down. As I walked by a dim cafe and I looked through the door, I saw my Flo with her new love, and I couldn't stand no more. I couldn't stand no more. I took my pistol from my hip and with a trembling hand I took the life of pretty Flo and that good for nothing man. That good for nothing man. I think about the thing I've done. I know it wasn't right. They'll bury Flo tomorrow, but they're hanging me tonight. They're hanging me tonight.
I wanna live. She's everything to me in life that life can give. She's my water when I need a drink. She's the first thought in my mind each time I try to think. Let me tell you now, friend, don't take her, she's all. That's really real. She is love. She's all the love I know. She could kiss the ground in the winter time and make her flower grow. Let me tell you now, friend, don't take her, she's all. She's everything.
Some words on a page. You just naturally know it when you come of age. You eat when you're hungry, you drink when you're dry, you look every man in the eye. It's the code of the West when the boys talk of women. The code of the West, what you know, don't tell. The code of the West, a man soaks his own saddle, brands his own cattle, and some of his neighbors as well. If you're building fences, then I ain't for hire. Get me for nothing and I'll bring the wire. You patch up my windows, I'll plumb up your doors. If you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. It's the code of the West, you must honor your neighbor. The code of the West, your own self is true. The code of the West, you must do unto others. Do unto others before the mothers do unto you.
Started that one off with Marty Robbins, a pioneer of Western music, with They're Hanging Me Tonight. Johnny Paycheck, then, with his hit She's All I Got, a song I sing to my cat every day. She hates it. Kitty Wells, Release Me, and you just heard Roger Miller, one of my personal heroes. Roger died of throat cancer in 92. I remember watching the news coverage as a child. Not a day goes by where this man's legacy doesn't inform my own life in some small or significant way. Y'all know this next one. Stay with me. All the most beautiful ghosts are here on City Folk 90.7 FM, WGXC, Accra.
I can settle down and be doing just fine till I hear an old freight rolling down the line. Then I hurry straight home and pack. And if I didn't go, I believe I'd blow my stack. I love you, baby, but you gotta understand, when the Lord made me, he made a rambling man.
Some folks might say that I'm no good, that I wouldn't settle down if I could. But when that open road starts to call in me, there's something over the hill that I gotta see. Sometimes it's hard, but you gotta understand, when the Lord made me, he made a rambling man. I love to see the towns a-passing by, and to ride these rails neath God's blue sky. Let me travel this land from the mountains to the sea, 'cause that's the life I believe he meant for me. And when I'm gone and at my grave you stand, just say God's called home, you rambling man.
Since they banned the morning prayer in school, it won't be but a breeze. till you can't say God bless you when you hear somebody sneeze. How much longer will it be until some joker has the crust to remove from U.S. currency the words in God we trust? Watch this world a-coming to. Watch this world a-coming to. I don't know, so I'm asking you. Watch this world a-coming to. Who can save us, Brother Davis? What in Sam Hill will we do? I got a line from Sister Klein, and Sister's worried too. She's been stewing over stories, she's been reading in the press. Will they take out under God from Lincoln's Gettysburg Address? What's this world a-coming to? What's this world a-coming to? I don't know, so I'm asking you. What's this world? There are folks without a creed who'd love to bury neath the sod those words and pledge allegiance, one nation under God. Lord, forgive them, oh, forgive them, for they know not what they do when they ban the morning prayer in school to satisfy the few. What's this world a-coming to? What's this world a-coming to? I don't know, so I'm asking you. Watch this world a-coming to. Watch this world a-coming to. Watch this world a-coming to. I don't know.
Kneeling drunkard's plea, and as he suddenly. Over all the obscene boundaries, still I might have procured it at the Concord Country Jubilee, and the perfect order fell in the street.
Hank Williams there at the top of our set. I'm older now than he was when he died, and still he continues to be an inspiration to countless folks. Dusty Springfield with Natchez Trace, and Slim Whitman, whose weaponized voice saved the earth in Burton's Mars Attacks. We had June Carter with Kneeling Drunkard's Plea, and then Vic Chestnut, who tragically took his own life in the face of insurmountable medical debt. Doc Watson is next. We still have a few more surprises for you. Stay tuned. ¶¶
train and gander on down.
She knew I'd be surprised. 10 o'clock, girl.